Hello, good morning, good morning, hello, good morning, everyone, friends, where are you all? This is your host, KP, K Positive Record, your spiritual coach. I am here reaching out to you this morning, and I feel so bad because I haven't been talking to you all for so long, and I'm sure I am missed. I'm just going to take it for granted that I'm missed. And I hope I am. I would really like to know that I am. Really, there's no excuse that I want to make today about my sort of not being around for a while. I was reigniting my life again. And let's talk about reigniting your life. Igniting your life. Igniting your spirit. Reigniting your spirit. I'm just going to jump right into it because I don't know how much time I'll have today. But igniting and reigniting your spirit, don't get bent out of shape if your spiritual light is went out or got dimmed. Don't be disheartened by it. It is okay. It is a matter of relighting, reigniting your spiritual life if it does happen. We spend a lot of times of our lives, our short lives that we have been given as a gift from the Most High Universal God. And we spend a lot of time actually being disappointed in things that we have no control over. And even the things that we could control, we go through this the whole disappointing spell, wasting that precious time in which we could reignite and continue while we wallow in that old whole period of feeling disappointed and feeling that, oh, we have failed. There is not much things in life that is a failure. Yes, I say, there is not a lot of things that we have encountered in life that is a failure. Most times in our lives, the things we considered failures were just learning curves, was just us learning and gathering and gaining experience and not failure. Because we were programmed in our mind as a child from we were young that if we didn't get an A in a particular subject, we were a failure. If we weren't on top of our class, we were a failure. And if we didn't do things the way everybody else did it, we were a failure. If we didn't succeed in one specific area of life, we are a failure. If we didn't, you know, if we weren't able to keep our marriage, we were a failure. No two people is the same. Because it is good for my mother doesn't mean it is going to be good for me. Does it mean I shouldn't try it? Why not? I won't know until I tried it and decide that it's not working for me. And when it's not working, don't sit there and waste time. First thing, you want to make sure that the reason it's not working. Second thing you want, you know what, let me retract. The first thing you want to do is see how it makes you feel. See how it makes you feel. I believe that our feelings, how we feel in our spirit, how our spirit react to things is the first and most important thing that we need to consider whether something is going to be good for us or not. Your spirit will tell you. Your instinct will kick in. You will feel that knot in your pit of your gut that tell you, I am not in my purpose. This is not for me. I do not feel good about this. And guess what? Over the years, you will have those feeling about different things in your life. But because of the pressures and the peer pressure and the social pressures and everything that comes with it, you keep grinding on it. You keep doing it. You keep trying to succeed. You keep forcing back your true feeling, and you realize that, you know what, this is not for me. But I'm embarrassed. I can't get a divorce now. Oh, but this is not for me. I don't even want to go home to this wife or this husband. But I can't let people know that I'm a failure at my marriage. Oh boy, this is not for me. I hate this way. And you keep doing the same thing over and over for many years until you get to the breaking point in which you have to walk away. Now, this is 10 years. If, let's say it's a marriage, because people relate to marriages mostly, and career. So let's say it's a marriage. You walk away 10 years later, 4 kids later, a house, money, investment, emotionally and financially and all that. And then you walk away, really, really walk away with less, I mean, less than what you walk in with. You know, it's a job pretty much the same. You'd be making some money and you said to yourself, oh God, I hate this job. How many people, this is going to be a podcast that I'm going to put out, and I know many people are going to listen to it. How many of you today hates your job? Hates it with a passion. I can't stand going to work, but this is a good job. I went to college for this job. My parents would be disappointed if I walk off this job. My wife would maybe divorce me if I leave this job. What I really like to do is to, you know, do something else, whichever else that something else is in your specific mind. But I can't do that. Nobody would have respect for me. That's not a meaningful job for somebody who have a college degree. I have to do this kind of job because it's what I was trained for. No, the only responsibility you have is to yourself and how you feel when you wake up in the morning. How you feel when you go to bed at night. I am saying this because I am at this point in my life where I have gone through many times and many, many, many things I have done that I revolt to. After point, I'm like, oh God, I don't want to do this. I don't even want to think about doing this anymore. This is hard. This is distressing. And hard doesn't mean you're in... unable to do it. You probably can do it, but the hard is meaning that your heart is not there. Your spirit is dying under the burden of doing this one thing that you don't like, you don't want to do. If it's a meal, it's a dish that you don't like, you don't eat it. I don't eat pumpkins, okay? And you're done with it. Nobody's gonna judge you about it, and you don't care. But why is it that you can't do that same thing for bigger things? Bigger things like career, marriage, you know, relationships, you know, stuff like that. Moving from one state to another. Oh, I hate this state. Oh, I hate the weather here. But you live there and you stay there like you have to. You don't have to do anything. And this is the oldest saying in the world. You don't have to do anything other than pay taxes and die. And frankly, you don't even have to pay taxes either. You can just deal with the consequence. So, but my thing this morning is it takes a whole route that this wasn't the route I planned. But like you all know, I don't write. I don't edit. I don't plan. I just speak. So whatever you hear, I am hearing it for the first time like you're hearing it for the first time. So listen, today is a new day. And I'm just trying to do about 10 minutes of this because I don't want it to be too long so you don't listen to the whole thing. People don't have time for my 30 minutes thing anymore, I believe. And so I'm trying to make it short and spicy so you can listen, get over it, and get on with your day. So today I'm just encouraging you to listen to your spirit. Listen to your inner woman. You know, I always say that because I'm a woman. Or your inner man. Listen to what makes you feel good. Because the key to life is to feel good. Tell me you don't believe this. The key to life is to feel good. The only responsibility you have is to how you feel within yourself. How you feel when you wake up in the morning. And how you feel when you go to bed at night about what you did today. and what you're about to do today. When you wake up in the morning is the first sign of how I feel about what I'm about to do today. Think about it. And when you're going to bed at night, how do I feel about what I did today, all day? The end of the day and the beginning of the day is when you know if you're walking in your real true purpose. Because believe me, we do a lot of things because we have to eat and live, and sometimes the things that we like and the things that we do well is not paying us. But don't let it be your fate. Don't let it be your do all and say all. And don't worry about what people say, because at the end of the day, you born alone, unless you're, you know, twin, triplets. People having multiple kids at the same time now. But even then, it's one at a time that you were born. You all didn't get born all at the same time. And you're probably most likely going to die by yourself. So why between that birth and death you feel that you need to fit in the mold with everybody else? You are you, and there's no other person in this world like you. That's just you. They might be close to you, they might have compatibility with you, or some things you like, they think the same way about certain things like you, but you are you, and you must choose your path. Choose your path, walk your walk, and do whatever it is that makes you happy. Do whatever it is that makes you feel good about yourself. And don't care what everybody else thinks as to the reason why you're doing it. As long as it's something good, as long as you're happy doing it, just go do it. Forget about the degree you have. If you like gardening, go be a gardener already. And enjoy flowers, enjoy the earth, enjoy the dirt in your finger, whatever the hell you like. Just go do it and stop being doing what everybody else expects from you, and you are the only person that is unhappy. Because at the end of the day, when you lay on your dying bed at the end of life, if you get that chance, because not many people get the chance to really reflect about life at the end of it, you're going to look back at all the things you never did, and you're going to be mad about it because you didn't do them, not because they weren't possible. It wasn't possible for you to do. You didn't do it because you were worried about how people's going to think. Yes, go ahead. Do what you feel and be happy and be blessed. I'm going to run away now, and I'm going to leave this with you. Let this day be a day when you reflect on yourself. Be good to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Try your best to do what you can and let it be enough. At the end of the day, said I did the best I could, and that's what I got accomplished. Remember, courage is not always that roar. Sometimes it's the quiet, still voice that say, I'll do this again tomorrow. Be blessed. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Ta-ta. Thank you.